Yeah.
Yeah, you're not here, though, so you don't have to put your pants back on.
Okay.
You're silly.
Yeah, I am. Karen Myatt is here. Karen is going to be part of a musical concert that I will be emceeing a week from tomorrow night. It's the Concert for Liam. All proceeds go to the Liam Foundation. And I'm going to get Karen to tell you what the Liam Foundation is and who the Liam Foundation is for. Karen, over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi.
Just move up a little bit on that microphone, Karen. I feel bad because Karen's a singer and I'm giving her mic technique lessons.
Oh, no. Thank you. I'd take any points from you, Ted.
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, Liam Reason is a 9-year-old boy, and he has a very rare disease called mitochondrial disease. It's a disease that affects the cells. They don't get enough energy, so that he can't function normally, cognitive issues. It affects the body. I believe it's degenerative. So he's suffering from that. It's very rare. There's not a lot of research, and his father has basically made it his mission to find a cure.
His dad, Kevin, is unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. I've never seen a father go to any lengths for his child. I mean, I think I'd like to think that most fathers would, but but Kevin's, you know, Kevin's in the fire. He's in the middle of it, and he's doing everything he can for his boy. And that Liam Foundation has come a long way.
It really has.
From when Kevin first founded it. I know in the past week they raised $32,000 at a golf tournament, and I think $100,000 with the help of Chris Nyland, who's become kind of Kevin's ambassador for the Liam Foundation, former Montreal Canadian Chris Nyland. I believe some of his friends biked up from Boston and got people to sponsor them. And if I'm not mistaken, they raised $100,000.
It was a huge success.
Yeah. And they need a lot of money, too. You were just telling me, I didn't realize this, but you were just telling me off the air that they're making progress.
Yes.
In the research, but they need money.
Yeah, Kevin has found that they are they have trials of new medication, which he has brought over here to the Montreal Children's Hospital, and they're showing great results, amazing results, actually. It's quite miraculous from what I've been told. Of course, this medication is very expensive, outrageously expensive. So that's what all the funding is going towards at this time, because Liam is showing so much improvement. It's going to change his life and the lives of other children who are also suffering with this.
That's great.
Yeah.
So people can help by buying tickets to the Concert for Liam next Friday night.
Yes.
At the, is it the Lion d'Or on Ontario Street East?
Cabaret Lion d'Or.
That's a pretty snazzy looking spot. I looked at that and I thought, that's like 1940s Paris or something.
It's so cool. You're walking right into Montmartre.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's an amazing
That's
place.
A really cool venue.
Yeah.
So you'll be performing. Who else?
Okay, we've got an amazing lineup. We've got Jason Lang, Montreal singer-songwriter, incredible music, great performer. We've got The Nils, classic rock, Montreal rock band, which is really exciting. We've got Montreal Improv. So,
also, there's a comedy element as well.
We're
nice.
We have some sketch comedy. And new to the ticket, I think, is flamenco dancer Julia Cristina is going to do a performance. And then, of course, the main attraction is our host, Ted Bird.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about asking Kevin, since it's a music concert, like everybody else, you know, I have my fantasies. I don't want to be a rock star, though. I want to be a lounge lizard.
Oh,
I want to be a crooner. Do you think he'd let me do one karaoke number?
First of all.
One Sinatra karaoke number?
Say no.
Murr has one comment.
Come on, Murr. Those fingers in my hair.
Oh, no.
That sly come hither stare.
Oh, yeah.
Leaves my conscience bare. It's witchcraft. Come on, Murr.
Oh, God.
I'm impressed, Ted.
All right, then. Put in a good word with Kevin, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Where can folks go for tickets?
They can go to the website, femoir.ca. It is my website. The tickets will be right on the homepage, femoir.ca.
You can also find it on social media, on Karen's page, Karen Myatt, M-I-A-T-T.
M-Y.
Sorry, M-Y-A-T-T, music. I knew that. I saw it in my head, and I said I instead of Y anyway. The Liam Foundation, I'm sure you can find information on their website and their social media pages, and I'm going to get it up on the radio station and my social media platforms as well. It's going to be a great night, and it's such an important cause. The Concert for Liam, June 30th, a week from tomorrow night, at the Cabaret Leon d'Or on Ontario Street East. What a great looking venue. I can't wait to see it in person. Can we spill the beans on the other show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Go for it. Yeah.
There's also going to be a concert for Liam at the Shat.
Yes.
In Hudson. So you won't have to travel, Murr. I know that you don't see very well at night anymore, so
you can stumble home. There you go.
Poor Murr. The show at the Shad is July 8th. Have I got that right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So another good one. Mark them both in your calendar. Liam needs your help. Let's get out there and support him. Thank you very much, Karen, for coming in this morning.
No, thank you so much. And
here's what happened. Here's what's happened.
Sorry, my bad. Go ahead.
Oh, are we on?
We're on.
We're still on. I was just going to say.
Don't swear.
Liam. I thought you were encouraging that. Liam will be in attendance on June 30th, so come out and meet him.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, well then remind me not to swear on June 30th because Liam's going to be there. Okay, well that changes everything.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
Morning.
Bye.
Light 106.7 traffic.